These days, whether you're a lawmaker or a citizen, you may be having trouble agreeing on just about anything with someone on the other end of the political spectrum. But one issue is seeing bona fide bipartisan support in at least one state in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains.
Wyoming is one of 28 states that still has the death penalty. And the last time someone was executed was in 1992.
But what I come away with remembering about that,
that's Republican Senator Cale Case speaking on the Wyoming Senate floor,
is when that execution actually occurred, I felt it. And people all over Wyoming felt it because we were part of it.
Case was speaking this month in favor of a bill to repeal the death penalty in Wyoming. It went on to fail by just 8 votes. About a decade ago, that kind of margin in this conservative legislature was unimaginable.
I've been around now for, I'm going on my 11th year. I brought an anti-death penalty bill my very first year.
That's Wyoming's House Minority Floor Leader, Kathy Connolly. It was in 2010 when the Democrat introduced her first anti-death penalty bill.
It was a pretty partisan issue. It was, and not even all Democrats believed in the abolition of the death penalty.
Needless to say, her legislation didn't get anywhere that year. This go-around, 12 Republicans sponsored a bill alongside Connolly and one other Democrat. And more conservatives taking on the issue of capital punishment isn't unique to Wyoming.
There's been a sea change in death penalty attitudes in the United States.
That's Robert Dunham with the nonpartisan research group Death Penalty Information Center.
So we've seen this shift among people whose philosophy is pro-life. We've seen a shift among people whose philosophy is limited government, and they see the extension of government to the point of taking somebody's life as the ultimate exercise of big government.
While about 3/4 of Republicans say the death penalty is applied fairly, repeal bills sponsored by GOP lawmakers are becoming more common. Plus, more people on the left have joined the cause. And Dunham says it makes for some interesting timing.
With an unparalleled level of polarization in American politics, this previously divisive issue is bringing people together.
Sabrina King is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Wyoming, one of many groups that has been pushing for the repeal for several years now.
It is interesting to see, even within our own coalition, the different reasons that people are involved. And it does run the gamut.
It basically comes down to 2 different arguments: the moral cost and the fiscal cost of state-authorized execution. Death penalty cases are significantly more expensive for a number of reasons, including longer trials, subsequent appeals, and for high-profile cases, jury sequestration.
The death penalty is far more expensive than any other sentence or component of the criminal justice system.
That's Kylie Taylor with the group Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty.
As conservative Republicans, we believe in fiscal responsibility, and especially right now with the way that our economy is in Wyoming.
The state is facing an economic crisis. Even for its boom and bust history, it's a significant downturn. Still, that wasn't enough to get the bill passed this time, and the coalition is already gearing up to try again next session. Plus, Sabrina King with the ACLU says the bridge the coalition has built could take them beyond this one particular issue.
I do think the kind of relationships that get built when you do this work lend themselves to conversations about harder things.
For Representative Kathy Connolly, she says the conservative support for repeal is a long time coming. And as far as reaching across the aisle goes,
it's why I'm here, and it's why I do the job that I do in a body that is a kind of a supermajority. I believe in the system. I believe that we are as a state, as a bipartisan body, that we can come up with solutions. And the only way we do that is by working together.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.